I'm going to ask you to be seated for just a moment. Brother Stan's going to come and share our announcements. When he gets ready to have the word of prayer at the end, Brother Stan, if you would pray for our shoe boxes, I want to encourage you to give us a little bit of time. If somebody wants to come and lay hands on a shoe box, you want to put your hand on the shoulder of somebody who has theirs on it, but we want to pray for these shoe boxes here at the very end. So right before he gets ready to pray if you'll come up and lay your hands on the boxes as we close in prayer.
Good morning. We have several folks that need to make announcements. We'll start with Karen Purdom.
Okay, I'll be quick. I'm just going to add some time to Pastor Jim's note already this morning. So today from 3 to 5, we will collect the small shoe boxes. We do know of a large church that's going to drop off probably over 500 today between 3 to 5. And then at 4:30, we will load the large cartons into the semi. So we have about 100 already packed and ready to load that we've collected all week. So we will need lots of muscle today at 4:30 to help load those. And then on Monday, we will have about 700 or more of those large cartons come in from our area teams, and we'll need lots of muscle to help get those in the trailer. So thank you.
Next, Jason Robinson.
We will be having a security and safety meeting December 7th at 3 p.m. There is a volunteer sheet sign up outside of Pastor Jim's office. This is for anyone to attend to discuss risk assessment and emergency operations plan. Volunteering does not mean you are required to walk security throughout the church. This team's main focus is to implement and relay information from the EOP to the congregation. There are needs for specific roles and ministry team members. If you have a background in first aid, law enforcement, fire rescue, et cetera, it'd be greatly appreciated for you to join this. If your name is already listed, thank you for involuntary volunteering. This team will meet maybe twice a year, mainly for information implementation of safety protocols and changes to the EOP. The seventh meeting will basically go over that EOP and leave some time for discussion. Thank you.
Mr. Matt Kohler.
Families, I have the Advent journals, devotionals. So if you are interested in these, please let me know after the office or after we meet here. Come to my office and I have some you can do as a couple. And also, if you have some kids who are readers and would like one as well, they go hand in hand, and so what your kids are reading, you'll be reading as well, and so it's an opportunity for y'all to have good conversations about Advent. And so just see me after service, and I'll be glad to give you one, and I can order more if I run out, so just let me know. Thanks.
Another announcement, the men's Bible study group on Sunday night, we meet at 5, we have a lot of good time, a lot of fellowship, we study God's Word. We're starting a new Bible study December 30th. It's going to be called What Heaven Would Be Like. So if you're interested, we'd love to have you. Let's keep Carolyn Stone in our prayers. She's in the hospital running some tests. And I like to say on this week of Thanksgiving, Kidney Chesney has a song out entitled Don't Blink. And the theme of this song is a television station is interviewing someone who's just turned 102 years old. I was ordained as a deacon here 18 years ago. The next Sunday, we had my daughter's baby dedication. We blinked, and now she's a freshman in college. I tell you that to say on this week of Thanksgiving, never miss an opportunity to thank the good Lord for all the blessings he has bestowed upon you. If you want to come up and lay hands on our Operation Christmas Child boxes, please do so. We'll give a few folks a few minutes to come on up. Let us pray. Our gracious Lord, we thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. Watch over us and keep us safe this Thanksgiving week as some of us may be traveling. Just thank you for all your blessings. We pray for Operation Christmas Child, that these boxes would go into the world, that they may know there's a God out there that loves them, that spoke the universe into existence, that cares about them very much. Just thank you for all you've done for us. Just watch over us, keep us safe. and help us remember you on this Thanksgiving week. Amen.